Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is your More Mama's Boy preview clip of the week. In case you don't know, we have a whole fan-supported podcast called More Mama's Boy, which if you become a certified fan, you get a whole nother episode of Certified Mama's Boy. And actually, this week is our longest episode of Certified Mama's Boy ever over on More Mama's Boy. It's a little over an hour. Certified Mama's Boy got billed $400 for something that I feel like was undeserved. Wonder if you think it was right or wrong. In a Amazon delivery first, the Amazon drivers are now calling my mother to have conversations with her. I've never heard of any Amazon driver ever calling the people before, but now my mom's become friends with them. If you're going through something really hard right now, the end of More Mama's Boy, I hope, is going to give you the motivation that you need to keep going. It's actually a really powerful message. Plus, a day can't go by when you're not outraged about something. And for some reason, this week in pop culture, it's Barbie. Here's your More Mama's Boy preview clip. Y'all know me. I love women. I love women. I love on women. I love supporting women. I'm a woman fan. All the way around. Mothers, look at y'all. Go moms. Hey, y'all, women are absolutely, in my mind, the superior gender. And I mean that. I really do. Y'all know me. I've been a feminist for a long time now. I'm having a really hard time, though, right now with this whole Barbie nomination situation. And I want to be able to talk about it freely on the podcast because I feel like I didn't really get a chance to really get into it much on the radio show today. Uh-huh. Okay. In case you don't know, Oscar nominations are out and there were, and I'm going off the dome here, so I don't have the notes pulled up. So I'm kind of going off memory. Ryan Gosling got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Ken.
As he should.
And Barbie, Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. It did not get a nomination for playing the role of Barbie. Also, Greta Gerwig did not get a nomination for Best Director. And so the big controversy right now is that, this is the exact point of the movie, right? Like, how's the man going to get the nomination? Because I think the I'm Just Ken song got nominated too. America Ferrera got a nomination as well for her monologue that she did during the movie, which I thought she was great in it too. The majority of people, women, are feeling kind of shitty about this. They're saying, well, I don't understand, like, this just kind of points out the point of the movie, which, in case you haven't seen the movie, is about how the patriarchy and the men, you know, rule everything and everything. I'm starting to have a problem with, just because females, and this can go for anybody, I'm just going to use females for an example. Mm-hmm. Just because females do something, or men do something, or a certain gender does something, or a race does something, doesn't always necessarily mean that we have to be equal on everything now. Mm-hmm. Does that sound insensitive? I think Ryan Gosling did a really great job as Ken.
Fantastic.
I thought this about, you know, in the first place, I thought Margot Robbie was... I thought she did a good job,
right?
As Barbie, I honestly don't think the Barbie role was written to be some type of standout role, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't consider that character to be, even when they were writing it, as like, hey, Barbie needs like this character needs to be like the, you know, like Ken was, he was like the comedic relief. You know, and not to mention that, you know, he played the role really, really well. Now, I would say that I'd say the same thing about America Ferrera. I think she had a standout performance in Barbie. I don't consider Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling to have done the same performance. Now, let's take Greta Gerwig out of this for a second. Let's just focus on those two, because I do think that she probably deserved more credit than she got this year at the Oscars. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But I feel uncomfortable saying I think it's okay with what happened at the Oscars. I think they actually got the nominations right. Mm-hmm. I don't care who played those roles. You know, like, I don't care if it was a movie about two dudes and one got a nomination, one didn't, or if it was two women. Maybe it was like, let's just say that Ken was Kinette, or it was two Barbie dolls.
Kenneth.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm starting to get scared that as your local favorite male feminist, that we're gonna go too far to where if a woman does something and a man does do better at something or gets another accolade that the woman doesn't get, even if it's and again, it's all subjective, but in my mind, I think that he does deserve it over her. If there was a competition, I would say he would deserve credit over her performance. But I think by saying that now, I'm like scared to say that. I'm scared. I'm gonna, you know. Well, wait a minute. You don't support women. No, I support women, but like, I don't think Barbie did as good as Ken. I'm sorry. Like,
Don't you upset anyone.
But even on the radio this morning, I felt like I was like clamming up because I was like, God, like, I'm nervous that we're getting to a place where if everyone's not getting equal credit for everything.
Attention.
Yeah.
The pendulum swinging.
Yes.
Now, like, so that if it's not all about the women now.
Yes.
Then you're in trouble.
Right. That we're saying the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Now let's play a completely different universe. Let's say that Margot Robbie got nominated for best actress. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Gosling did not get nominated for best actor.
No.
Nobody would say a word. I mean, there might be people like, oh, man, that's a bummer. Like, he did a good job. He deserved to have gotten it.
You don't think there would be an outrage about that? Probably not.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't.
That's right. You may be right about that. And the thing about Barbie is that I felt like Barbie's role was, I mean, it's what you expected it to be.
Yeah, it was fine. But to me, it was kind of written, in my opinion, written to be kind of a forgettable character.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I can't think of many moments, with the exception of, and if you haven't seen it, there's this emotional part towards the end where she kind of figures out, you know, like, what am I, you know, who am I, you know, who is Barbie? And like, it was a great moment. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I can't think of many moments in that movie where I'm like, wow, this is a outstanding performance or even well written for this character, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your take on it as a woman and a feminist and everything else? Like, are you outraged?
Well, you know, for me, I thought she did a fine job. But again, you know, I thought he was superb. And I think it was not only due to the acting, but it was also due to the script. The script for him was so super.
Yeah.
So to me, he just outweighed her in so many different categories that it wouldn't be hard for me to justify nominating her. But, you know, I thought he was fabulous.
I just, listen, I'm going to say this. As someone that's on your side, I'm just scared we're going to get to a point where, yes, everything needs to be equal. It does. Mm-hmm. Like, it does. Women deserve to get paid the same amount as men. They do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For the same role. Absolutely. You know, women deserve to, when it comes to the freedoms and abilities and everything. Yes, absolutely. It's behind right now. And there's a lot of things that we need to be doing to be pushing that forward. Right. We do need to be working on equal salary for women and respect for women and 100%, like, even just the treatment of women has to be worked on, has to be changed. But I'm afraid that we're going to get so hung up on a doll's Emmy nomination that we're going to lose sight of, like, what's really important, you know? If you want to unlock this full episode, it is a $6 a month donation to the show. Thank you so much for considering being a certified fan. Every Thursday, you'll be getting new episodes of what we call More Mama's Boy. Go in the show notes, unlock this episode and all the other More Mama's Boy episodes. And thank you for supporting our show. If not, we'll see you Tuesday for Certified Mama's Boy.